is Uber moving into a buy zone? Meaning, is it a good time to buy Uber? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Hit that bell icon to get those notifications when a new video drops. Also, check out that description box to check out some of my books and podcasts and Instagrams and foundations, all of the great stuff we're doing around the globe. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight on into it. Uber. Is Uber sliding into the buy zone? What do you mean by that, Prince? We all know Uber just IPO'd here a couple months ago, coming in strong at a $40-something dollars, right? And like I, as you guys and girls already know, as you watch this, you know that I don't buy IPOs. You can see here this video titled, Why I Don't Purchase IPOs. And the reason why I don't purchase IPOs is before this exact same reason. Reason being is IPOs, the stock comes out very strong. And then once it comes out strong, it has a massive sell-off. Because it comes in very strong, overpriced, everybody's hyped. Just like Lyft was, Uber was, Airbnb will be. It's a hot tech company. It'll have great marketing. It'll have everybody excited. But what is the old saying? When others are greedy, be fearful. When others are fearful, be greedy. Right now we're looking at Uber. It has slid all the way down about 40%, sitting today at $26. Today was a very, very interesting day because today was the end of the lockout. Lockout being that this was the first day that the insiders can sell their stock. So when the stock goes IPO, the people that got in at the bottom or before it even got public, they have to hold their stocks for a certain period. Today is the day that they could let their stocks go. Now, we all know just a day or two ago, Uber is a non-profitable company. Just in this last quarter, it lost about $1.6 billion in Uber. And I think it was the statistics said they were losing about a dollar per ride. Right? A dollar per ride. Every time somebody catches a ride, it loses about a dollar in profitability. And the CEO stated they don't plan on being profitable until 2021. So it's a non-profitable company. I think it has a pretty nice, strong brand, but it's not looking too good in Uber land. But the thing about it is, when this stock was up at $40-something dollars in the IPO, going trailing to 50 or whatever the case may be, that people were saying, I did not like the stock. Overvalued, overhyped. But now that it slid, almost coming on down to 50% of its IPO or when it hit the market, now it's sliding into my buy zone. Why is it sliding into my buy zone? Because I do believe that Uber, when you look at the back end of Uber, let's look at the back end first. So right up here on E-Trade or whatnot, we're going to slide over here to insider activity. Up on the insider activity, we're going to click on ownership. Now, up on the ownership, right? Top owners. Let's see who's the top owners of these companies. You have Alphabet, which is Google. You have Fidelity. You got Goldman Sachs. You know, you got a couple other companies here, right? Alphabet has 71 million shares. Goldman Sachs has about 70 million shares. Fidelity has 26 million shares, equal to billions and billions and billions of dollars. So it's not even to mention someone else here, SB Investment Advisors, has a UK company, has $210 billion tied up into Uber. So these are some very big, big backers that have billions of dollars into Uber. As Uber burns through cash, just like Tesla did, just like Facebook did, just like a lot of these tech companies do, they come out and they burn through a lot of cash very fast before they figure it out. And now, will Uber figure it out? Now that it's close to about $25, it's getting close to my range. Not as nice as I would like to see it, but $25 for an Uber, I think it's a nice little pickup. I think that it's the number one brand in the ride-sharing app. Some people may disagree, but I think it's the number one brand, and it has some big backers. As you guys can see for yourself up under here, the top owners are Google. Top owners are Fidelity, Goldman Sachs, just to name a few that have billions and billions of dollars tied in Uber. Doesn't mean they won't sell them all off, but these are initial investors in the Uber. So that these people are putting billions of dollars in the Uber, I think that, and you know, over the long run, Uber will figure it out. And at $25, I'm a little bit more likely, or 26, you would say, I'm a little bit more likely to take that risk. I think it's more of a speculative thing because it's a non-profitable company. You're going to be betting on their future because right now they're not even making money. They're not even turning a profit. But at $25, I think that in the next 2 to 3, 4, 5 years, I wouldn't be surprised if it'd be trading up there about $200, $150 to $200 in the future with Facebook. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think they're going to figure it out. I think in the long term, they're going to figure it out by looking at the backing that it has, looking at its industry in that space. You only really have two big juggernauts, which is Lyft and which is Uber. And I think Uber, we looked at the finances. Uber is way stronger on sheets. Is way stronger in the sheets, but they're way stronger on their financial statements than Lyft is. So I'm looking at, am I willing to take a bet on the top brand in a particular industry, tech company, for about $25? This is something that goes at the 10% of your very speculative of your portfolio. It gives a little spice and a little fun. And the reason why I like it now, I love bad news. Everybody's selling off the company. As you can see today, look at this chart. This is the chart that goes all the way back to an Uber IPO here in May. We're going to look down here at the volume. Look at it today. All of this volume, you see all of this, let's narrow down this chart. You see how Uber started to slide off, and you see all of these red days start to come out. These red days are coming out because people are selling, and today ended the lockout, meaning that companies like Google, Goldman Sachs, and Fidelity could sell off their shares, and we've seen a large amount of people sell off their shares, and we also seen that they had bad earnings. It's their first earnings, and it was bad. That's why I don't buy IPOs. I wait till the earnings come out. And now that I see fear, this is when I want to get greedy. I see a lot of fear in Uber. People are not trusting Uber in the long term. So now it's sliding into my buying territory. This is why I'm looking at Uber. This is why I like Uber, right? Right now in a hot market, when the market's hitting all-time highs and everybody's doing well and you got this sense of euphoria during the market, it's kind of hard to find bargains. It's kind of hard to find things that are doing bad. So here we have a company that's the number one in the space, that has a very strong brand, that has a lot of big backing by the banks, and have a lot of big backing by the banks. I think that in the future, I think right now, it's slotted into my buy territory. Y'all let me know what you guys and girls think. Comment below. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley learns about insurance. Guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance. Award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax and Wealth and Belco Credit Union.